The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning the laws of Sfiras HaOmer, Simin Kuf Chaf, Sif Aleph. Bilel Sheni Shal Pesach Maschilin Lispar Sfiras HaOmer. On the second night of Pesach, we begin to count Sfiras HaOmer. V'sofrin mi'umad, and we count while standing. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the reason we don't begin counting the Omer on the first day of Pesach is because that day is dedicated to focusing on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we don't want to detract from our simcha that relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So right away, the next day, we begin counting the Omer. HaMitzvah hi lispar tekef b'haskalas halayla achar tzeis hakachavim. The mitzvah of counting the Omer is to do so immediately at the beginning of the night after three stars come out. Ubidiyavad, and post facto, if he didn't do it right away, Zmana Kohalaila, he can count the entire night. Bebesak Neses, Beleli Shabbos V'yomtif, Sofrin La'achar HaKiddush, in shuls, on the night of Shabbos and Yomtif, they count after they make Kiddush in shul, Kidei La'haktim Kiddushas Hayom, in order to give precedence to the Kedusha of Shabbos or Yom Tov. Ubemotzoi Shabbos for Yom Tov, and on Saturday night and on the evening after Yom Tov, Sofrim Kodim Havdalah, then they count before Havdalah. Kidei La'achar Yetzias Mitzrayim, in order that they'll postpone pushing out the day, the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we do the other mitzvah first. Ukeshechol Yom Tov Ha'achron B'motzei Shabbos, and when the last day of the Yom Tov of Pesach falls out on Saturday night, She'omrim Kiddush V'Havdalah Al Kos Echad, that we say Kiddush and Havdalah on a single cup of wine, so from Gamkim Kodem, so then we also will count Sfira beforehand, Kidei La'acher is Havdalah, in order to postpone making Havdalah. Halacha Beis requires some introduction. There are two questions that we have when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. There's one question as to whether it is one long mitzvah for all 49 days, or is it 49 independent mitzvahs? Now, there will be a big difference between the two, because if we argue that there's one long mitzvah, then what would happen if someone would forget to count Sfira on one night of the Omer? So then on the subsequent nights, he would not be able to count because he already lost out on a portion of the mitzvah. Or certainly he couldn't count with a bracha. On the other hand, if we say that they are 49 independent mitzvos, so then if someone neglected to count one night, then on subsequent nights he would still be allowed to count with a bracha, because ultimately, if he missed out on one night of counting, he could still get the mitzvah a different night. Now there's a second question that is asked about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It is not clear whether the mitzvah may be done the entire day, meaning starting in the evening all the way up until the next evening, or must it be done exclusively at night. Now, based on these two questions, we're going to resolve a number of interesting issues that come up. First of all, what would happen if someone forgets to count at night? So, should he count the next morning? It depends on the second question that we discussed. If we say that you can count all day, so of course he should count. But if you say that it's only a mitzvah at night, so he may not count. So since we are in doubt, what we say is the person should count, but should not make a bracha. Because the rule is that when we have a doubt as to whether bracha should be made, we rule that we do not make them. Now, so let's take this as an example. Imagine if you have the first night of Svira, let's say it's Sunday night, someone forgets to count. And then he remembers the next morning, on a Monday morning. The halacha is that on Monday morning, he should count without making a bracha. On subsequent nights, meaning starting from Monday night and onward, he should continue to count with a bracha. Because ultimately, this is what's known as a svek sveka. It's a double doubt. Because on one hand, there's a doubt as to whether or not there's an obligation to exclusively do the mitzvah at night. We're not sure whether or not he fulfilled the mitzvah by counting on Monday morning. But even if you argue that he did not fulfill the mitzvah by counting Monday morning, there's still another question as to whether or not to view all Sfiras HaOmer to be one long mitzvah or to be independent mitzvahs. So even if he has failed to count that first night, meaning the first day, totally, so he can still carry on counting subsequent nights without a problem. Because of this double doubt, therefore we say that he should count in the daytime without a bracha, and on subsequent nights he may count with a bracha. On the other hand, let's say someone neglected to count the first night, say it's Sunday night, and he didn't realize that he forgot to do so until Monday night, so now he forgot the entire first day of counting. And therefore, once again, we have a doubt as to whether or not he'd be allowed to carry on counting subsequent days. So the halacha is, from then on, meaning for the remainder of Sfiras HaOmer, he should continue to count, but without making a bracha. Because this is an example of Safek brachas, lahakel, that when you have a doubt about brachas, we are lenient, we say you do not make the bracha. But he should still carry on counting, because there's a doubt as to whether or not he can still fulfill the mitzvah. Now we're ready to see the halacha in the kitzur. He says, Misha shachach kol halayla v'lo safar, someone who forgot the entire night to count, yisper bayom below bracha, he can count in the daytime without making a bracha. Ubalelo sha'achakach yisper bevracha, and on subsequent nights he should count with a bracha. V'im shachach gam kohayom, on the other hand, let's say he forgot to count the entire day as well, then yisper achakach b'chol halelos below bracha. Then the halacha is he should count on all subsequent nights without making a bracha. Now, if it's possible, he should try to be yotze, to fulfill his obligation, with the bracha that someone else makes, and then he can count himself. But if not, then he should continue to count without making a bracha. V'im nistapek lo, and let's say he has a doubt, im sofer belayla olo, whether or not he counted one night, afa pi shelo sofer bayom shel ha'achrav, even though he certainly did not count the day afterwards, mikol makom yocho lisper shar halelos bevracha, nevertheless, he would be allowed to continue counting svira on subsequent nights with a bracha. So again, this last case is, on Monday night, he's unsure whether he counted on Sunday night. So the rule is, on Monday night, he would still be allowed to make a bracha. But if he'd be sure that he neglected to count any preceding night in Svira, then he would not be allowed to count with a bracha from there on. Halacha Gimel, Hashoel mechavero ben hashmoshos o achakach, someone who ask his friend before sunset, in the evening before sunset, or afterwards, kama monim hayom, what do we count today? Yomer lo, so the friend should answer him, etmo hoyerkach v'kach, yesterday, meaning last night, the count was such and such. Why? She'im yomer lo kama monim hayom, let's say he says today is, let's say, for example, today is the fourth night of Svira, Eino Rashai Levarech Achakach our Svira. So now that will qualify as his counting, and he will no longer be allowed to make a bracha afterwards when he wants to count Svira. He will have lost out on his bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if it happens to be a night when we count weeks as well, meaning after the first 6 days, let's say you say on the eighth night, you say tonight is the eighth night of the Omer, or today is the eighth day of the Omer, so the halacha is that you could still count with the bracha because you didn't say the fact that it's 1 week and 1 day of the Omer. Of course, l'chachilo, we shouldn't get ourselves into this mess, and the way to say it is, like the Kitzur says, is say yesterday was such and such a count. Now, a similar question comes up. Let's say someone asks him which day of the Omer is. Let's say it's the sixth night, and you say it's six. But you don't say Hayom, you don't say today is six. So then, even though you should not have done that, the poskim say that subsequently you would still be allowed to count with the bracha because the word Hayom, they're saying today, that is a necessary component in counting Svira. Halacha Dalid. Lichat Chila, Kodem Shivarech, Sarok Sheyeda Al Mahu Mevarech. Ideally, before he makes a bracha, he should know on what the bracha is. Dahainu, this means to say, Sheyeda Kama Yomim Hu Basvira. He should know how many days it is in Svira. Don't make a bracha and then figure it out. Ubidiaved and post facto imlo yada, if he didn't know, upasach uberech audash yisper kamoshi yishma mechabero, if he had intention that he would count based on the number that he overhears his friend counting, gam kein yotza, so bidiaved he is also yotza. V'chein imberech audash lisper arba yamim. Similarly, when you made the bracha, you had intention to count, that's 4 days of the Omer. Uli'acha sheberach niskar, and afterwards, after you made the bracha, you remember, shetzarek lisba chamisha, it's not really four, it's five. So for chamisha, he should count five. V'ein sarek levarach shenis, he doesn't need to go back and make a new bracha. V'chein, similarly, imtar besvira, if a person makes a mistake when he counts svira, Kigon, shayotzarech lomar shisha yomim, va'omar chamisha yomim. For example, he was supposed to say 6 days. Really, it was the sixth night of the Omer. And by accident, he said it is 5 days of the Omer. In niskar miyad, if he remembers right away the correct counting, sofa kiro'oi, fe'enetzarech levarok shenis. So now he should count the proper day, and he does not need to repeat the bracha. Avoim hivsik tsas, but let's say he interrupted somewhat. Sarach levarach shenis, he has to make a new bracha because he wasn't yotze the counting at all. Halacha Hay discusses one of the piyutim which is said on Yom Tov, known as Ma'arovis. Ma'arovis is said in middle of the brachas of Kriya Shema. So the Kitzur tells us, Bechol Yom Tov, Imchol Leil Rishon B'Shabbos. Every Yom Tov, if the first night of the Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, She'ein Omrim Oz Maroves, then we don't say this Piyut. So Azai Bilel Sheni, then on Motzei Shabbos, the second night of Yom Tov, Omrim HaMaroves Milel Rishon, then we say the Maroves, which is normally said on the first night. Chutz Mi Pesach, Pesach would be an exception to this rule. Sha'afilo chol lo rishon b'Shabbos. Even if the first night falls on Shabbos, mikol makom b'leil sheni omer maravis shasharech lo. Nevertheless, even though we didn't say the maravis of the first night, we still say the piyut of the second night. Why? Because it's appropriate as it discusses the harvesting, the Omer, which was done on this night. So this is not halacha which pertains to Sviras Omer directly, but it's telling you that on the second night of Pesach, we should say the appropriate piyut, which relates to the cutting of the Omer. Halacha Vav. Bimei HaSvira Meso Tamidei Rabbi Akiva Lamed Gimel Yom. During the days of Sviras HaOmer, in the days between Pesach and Shavuos, the disciples of Rabbi Akiva died on 33 of those days. Now, just a little bit of background. Rabbi Akiva was the leader of the generation. He had 24,000 students, and all of them died in the period between Pesach and Shavuos. Now, we have a tradition that he died on 33 days, but it's not so clear which 33 days it is referring to. But we want to mourn the death of these Talmidim, because the Gemara tells us that they died as a result of the fact that Lo Nogu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, is that they did not interact with each other with a proper degree of respect. So the Kitzur tells us, Ulechein Nogim B'Yomim Elo K'tzas Avelos. Therefore, in these days, we practice a degree of mourning, She'ein Nosim Noshim V'Ein Mistaprim, that we don't get married, and we don't take haircuts. V'yesh chilukei minhagim b'mispar lamed gimel yom elo. There's a difference of opinion among the various traditions as to the counting of these 33 days. Yesh mekomos nogin. There are some places which they practice shechoshvin osam miyom rishon desvira, that they consider it to be counted from the first day of Sviras HaOmer. Lechein osrin ad lag baomer. Therefore, they forbid getting married and taking haircuts up until the 33rd day of the Omer, meaning from the 1st until the 33rd. Now, it's interesting because this includes the days of Pesach and the days of Chol HaMoed, not to mention some Shabbosos, where anyhow we would not be getting married or taking haircuts. Ach, kishachor Rosh Chodesh Iyar b'Shabbos. However, when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, diyesh bo shtei kedushos, because there's two elements of sanctity, kedushas Shabbos u kedushas Rosh Chodesh, oz matirin lisa v'chein listaper. Since there's two elements of sanctity, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, then we permit people to get married and to take haircuts be'erev Shabbos on Friday. U'b'yom lag ba'omer, v'chein mishom ve'elach, and in the day of lag ba'omer itself, as well as all the days which follow, matirin mipnei she'b'yom lag ba'omer poskul milamus, we allow taking haircuts and getting married because lag ba'omer was the day that the Talmidim stopped dying, ulechein ma'abrim bo'ktsas simcha, and therefore we demonstrate a small amount of joy in that day, ve'ein omrim bo tachnun, and we don't say tachnun, ve'af she'gam bo ba'yom me'suktsas, even though on that day there were some Talmidim who died, aminon mixes hayom kikulo, we still say that part of the day will be viewed as the entire day, and therefore we allow simcha on that day. Ulechein ein listaper olisar ad la'acha sheherayom, and therefore we don't take haircuts or get married until after the morning. V'lo mi be'erev, and not in the evening. So again, the night of Lag Ba'omer, we would not be allowed to take haircuts and not be allowed to get married, because we still have to practice some element of avelos in that day. Ach, kishachol Lag Ba'omer b'yom rishon. However, when Lag Ba'omer falls out on a Sunday, then mistaprim be'erev Shabbos shelafanov l'chvod Shabbos. Then we would be allowed to take haircuts on Friday in honor of Shabbos, because it's proper that if everyone is going to be taking haircuts right after Shabbos, it would be more appropriate for them to take haircuts in advance of Shabbos. This would demonstrate more covered Shabbos. This is the first approach, the first opinion of when to observe Sviras. So again, according to this opinion, we would have to demonstrate the Avelos from Pesach all the way until Lag Ba'Omer, But like Mom already, starting from the morning, so then the Avelis is already over. In Halacha Zayin, we now discuss other opinions. He says, V'yesh Mekomos, in other locales, Shematirin ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar ve'ad Bechlau, they allow getting married and taking haircuts up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, including that day. Shehein Shisha Ose Yom, so that's going to be 16 days. V'nisharim lamed gimel yom b'isra ad chag hashavuos. And then there would be a remaining 33 days of prohibition up until the Yom Tov of Shavuos. U'mistafrim b'erev chag, but still you'd be allowed to take haircuts on Erev Yom Tov. U'mikol makom b'yom lag b'omer ba'atzmo matirim. In any case, on the day of Lag BaOmer itself, we would permit taking haircuts. U'kishachol b'yom rishon, and if Lag BaOmer would fall out on a Sunday, matirin be'erev Shabbos shemo kisafti le'il. Then we would permit taking a haircut on Friday, as we wrote above. So again, this is the second opinion. The second opinion says that the Avelus of Svira would be observed from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar all the way until Shavuos, but on Erev Yom Tov you'd be allowed to take a haircut. And once again, Lag BaOmer would be an exception, and possibly the Friday beforehand if Lag BaOmer falls out on a Sunday. V'yesh mekomos shematirin ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar v'lo ad b'chlau. And there are other places, this is a third opinion, that they permit getting haircuts and getting married up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but not including that day. Ubiyom Aleph de Rosh Chodesh Masko Ha'iser. So the restrictions begin on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. V'yom Aleph de Hagbala Hu Yom Halamed Gimel. And then the first day of the 3 days of preparation before Shavuos, that's going to be the 33rd day. V'aminim Bo Mixes Hayom Kekula, we say a little bit of morning practices on that day would qualify. And therefore, mutarim liser l'stapa behen, but you'd be allowed to get haircuts, get married on the 3 days in advance of Shavuos. The gam biyom lana gimel ba'omer, and similarly, unlike ba'omer, would also be mutarin, like we said above. So these are three different practices that he says. The truth is, in the Mishnah Berura and in the other poskim, there are other variations of these practices. For example, for many Sfaradim, they will not get haircuts on Lag BaOmer. They would have to wait till after Lag BaOmer. So how does everyone know what to practice? So the Kitzur tells us, V'tzrichen linhog b'kol kehila minag echad. Every community should retain a single practice. V'lo yishanu, and they should not change. La'asos miktsos and kach, or miktsos and kach, that some do this way, some do that way. One community should have one minhag. If you live in a place where there already are multiple minhagim, so of course, everyone should follow whatever their family minhag is. Halacha Ches discusses what to do if there's a bris on one of the days that are designated as days of mourning for Sfiras HaOmer. So he says, HaSandek, hu HaTofes HaSatinek B'Shas Mila, the Sandek, meaning the one who holds the baby at the time of the bris, V'HaMoel, and the one who does the bris Mila, V'Avi HaBen, and the father of the baby, Mutarim lehistaper bayom shelifnei hamila. They are allowed to get haircuts on the day before the bris. Somuch leerev, when it's close to evening. Kodem halicha lebeis hakneses, before going to shul. Now, in the event that the bris is to be held on Shabbos, so then all day Friday, these three would be allowed to get haircuts. Now, the reason for this is because before doing a bris, one should look respectable. It's more out of kavod and of simcha for the mitzvah. And this overrides the avelus of mourning the students of Rabbi Akiva. Halacha tes. La'asos shiduchin. To make a celebration over an engagement. Afilo b'suda. Even if it is done with a festive meal, mutarin bekol hayomim, this is always permitted, even though it's a day, these are days that we normally are in mourning. Ach rikudin umecholos asurin, but to make dancing on those days, it would be forbidden. Now, the minig has expanded somewhat, and we say it's not just the issue of dancing, but also music. Certainly the type that could lead to dancing, that would also be forbidden on any of the days of Sfiras HaOmer. Halacha Yud. Noagim, there are those that have the practice, Shelo Lasos Melacha, that they don't do any work, Echad Anoshim V'Echad Anoshim, whether men or women, Kol Yemei HaSfira, Mishkiyas HaChama, Ad La'acha Sfiras HaOmer, during all the days of Sfira, from sunset until they count. V'remez L'zeh, and there is an allusion to this, Shenemar Sheva Shabbosos, that says that it would be 7 weeks, Miloshin Shvus, from the language of resting from work, Shebizman HaSfira, meaning from the time of the Sfira, of counting, Dahainu Mishkiyas HaChama V'Elach, from sunset and onward, yesh lishbos mimalacha ad le'acha hasvira, one should abstain from engaging in malacha until after they count svira. Now, another explanation that's given for this minug is that it was from the time of sunset, that's when they buried the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, and at that time, the nation was abstaining from doing malacha out of respect to the deceased. Halacha Yud Aleph. Bilel Aleph de Shavuos, Ma'achrin Milispalo Arvis at Seisakachavim. On the first night of the Yom Tif of Shavuos, we delay Davnin Ma'ariv until after the stars come out. She'im Yispalo Kodem, because if a person would daven early, the Kabbalah Kedushas Yom Tov and accept the Kedusha of Yom Tov early, as we are allowed to do for Shabbos, Chaser Ma'at Min Mem Tes Yimei HaSvira, so you'd be losing out on a little bit of the 49 complete days of the Svira. The HaTorah Amra, and the Torah said, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tiena, that you should have 7 complete weeks. So therefore, we don't want to detract from the completion of the 7th week.